everyone, welcome to All Time Chatter Podcast. I'm your host Zaishna Saha and welcome to this new episode. Today I have a very special guest in here all the way from Toronto, Canada. Her name is Meg and you probably know her because she also has her own podcast named Balance and Blossom, which I really like a lot. Instead of that, her story is related to finding her true self through meditation, trauma healing, and then living without alcohol in this present life. I really like these stories, so we discuss on these particular topics. I hope you will love it. And now let's move forward into this episode.
Very special guest with me in here. Her name is Meg, and she is also a podcaster, but also a lot of things are really interesting about her life. So I welcome Meg in here. Hello.
Hi, thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So Meg, please introduce in here so that our listeners can know you well.
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Meg and I am on Instagram as Balancing Meg, and my story essentially is a lot of rediscovering my most authentic self and doing that from a place of movement, mindfulness, and self-compassion, and really allowing others to step onto this path of finding their most authentic self and, yeah, just being able to lead people through meditation and yoga and supporting them on their own journeys, because I've learned quite a bit about myself and in these last few years, and I really just wanted to be able to offer this to everyone else that's kind of on a similar journey. So that is a little bit of what I do and who I am.
Like, these are very crucial topics which you talk about, like mindfulness and everything. I have questions related to that, but before moving into it, I would like to know that you are from Ontario, Canada, right?
Yeah, I'm from Toronto, Canada. So I live in the city of Toronto, Ontario, in Canada.
That's cool. So how is your life like living in there?
Yeah, life is great. I grew up in a small town and moved to the city a few years ago. And the city's incredible. It's the most welcoming and inclusive place, even though it is a city and it's big and there's lots of people. But I love being here, and it's allowed me the opportunity to really grow into my own person. And Ontario is beautiful in the summer months. In the winter, it's a little cold, and I'm not a winter person. I'm totally a summer baby. I love the sunshine, so I do appreciate it in the summer. And then once it starts to get colder, I start to dream of living somewhere tropical and warm. But other than that, it's a great place to be.
I was like looking through your pictures on Instagram and I could see your background. It's like so pretty, like all of the view, your lake or something I could see, and it was like so beautiful. The view was like, oh my God.
Yeah, I love the water and I love being near the water. So thankfully where I live in the city is actually really close to Lake Ontario. So I go there almost every day. And yeah, that's why all of my photos are near water, because I'm such a water person. I love being there. It's so calming.
Yes. So this is like the most crucial part of the question, is that moving to mindfulness and meditation, I heard your first episode related to trauma healing. So what actually took place in your life that you shifted to this thing of meditation?
Yeah, so I got into yoga back in maybe 2013, 2014, and then I started to get into the world of meditation and mindfulness just from yoga, and I really began to open myself up to this different way of life that I didn't really know before. And essentially, sitting in meditation I started it for the surface level reasons of just wanting to be someone who was calm and just wanting to be someone who kind of like had their shit together and who was a yogi and was all centered and zen, right? I started for very surface level reasons. And when I came to meditation, my first real like interaction with meditation and sitting with myself, it started to bring up a lot of discomfort and a lot of terrifying and scary feelings, everything I had really buried deep within myself. So meditation is not for the faint of heart because it forces you to take a deep look at yourself. It forces you to see what you try to avoid and what you don't usually want to see on the surface of your everyday life. And when I started to recognize and listen and give myself the space and time to really be in meditation, my trauma started to surface and it started to come up, and I could no longer ignore it, and I could no longer continue to suppress it because I had been suppressing it for years and not wanting to acknowledge it, not wanting to speak it out loud, not wanting to say like, hey, look, I really suffered from an awful experience that I had to go through and it was really scary. So meditation was sort of the turning point, and like that experience really opened me to face like the darkest parts of myself. And that's what kind of led me down this journey and this path. Yeah.
When you look back at those days where you were having these kind of bad experiences, now you feel good, I guess, by doing these kind of meditations and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Like looking back, I can see now that I was first called to start meditating because I believe my soul knew that I needed to address what I kept buried inside of me. And I knew, like, even though I went to meditation for the surface level reasons, I think my soul just knew that deeper down there was something more that needed to be explored and uncovered. And so I look back, and even though in the moment, these meditations that I was doing, I would wake up and I would have flashbacks and I would be anxious and I wouldn't be able to turn my mind off and I would have intrusive thoughts. Even though it was hard at the time, I look back and I know that it served a purpose. Exactly. Like there was a reason for it, and it's unraveled into this like beautiful chapter of my life and this beautiful experience. And I can't imagine not having to go through all of that because it's just led me to some amazing things. And I'm very grateful for the path that I'm on now, which it wouldn't have happened if I never sat down and began to meditate. So yeah.
Yes. Like your podcast is awesome, Sen.
My podcast is Balance and Blossom. And so
I forgot the name.
Yeah. So because my Instagram is Balancing Meg, and that kind of came from me balancing all of my interests and balancing all of my hobbies and all aspects of myself. And it just became really fitting because I was posting sort of my yoga photos of myself in different postures, and a lot of them were balance postures. So it was sort of a play on words, but it was also a name for me to embrace all of the things that I was balancing and managing and juggling at the same time. And so I named my podcast Balance and Blossom because my journey has really been learning how to balance all of the aspects and all of the pieces of myself and then blossoming into my most authentic self. And so that is the reason behind the name.
Yes, because like, guys, go and check Meg's podcast too, because like when I first thought of like calling you, the day I messaged you, I also checked your podcast, and when I started listening to it, it was like so comfortable to just listening to your first episode of Trauma Healing that I felt so good and thought that your story would be like a perfect fit to share on my podcast.
Oh, I appreciate that so much. That's so sweet. I'm glad that it was able to provide you with that comfort, because that's really the purpose behind it, is to be super vulnerable and candid and have listeners be able to resonate with something that I'm saying, or just feel comfort in knowing that they're not alone or that there's someone else going through something similar. So I appreciate
when
that.
When I was like seeing you in person or like watching your videos, I feel like some people are just so spiritual, or you know, like when you see someone, you just can connect to them because of how real and down to earth they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's funny that you say down to earth, because people have always referred to me as someone that's down to earth. And I've always been known as that type of person. And I guess I never acknowledged it in myself, but I'm happy to be someone that is down to earth and that is relatable. And that's the whole purpose of my Instagram, is to be someone that people can find comfort in and resonate with and be inspired by. And if my journey or my story or my life can impact just one person and make one person feel comforted or seen or heard or validated, then I'm good. Like, that's all I care about, right? So
yes. So like, were you like, did you like start meditation on your own, or was there a particular person who actually guided you in this path?
Yeah. So well, I started meditating just using one of the meditation apps. I just downloaded it because I was doing yoga so often and I was in Shavasana and really trying to deepen my understanding and my awareness of myself. And I just began meditating on one of the Headspace it was. I started just waking up every morning and meditating for 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, just getting into the groove of like what it is to really sit with yourself and focus on your breath. And from there, obviously it's grown and it's changed. And but yeah, I just downloaded an app and started that way.
Yes, like you have done, like I saw your postures and it's like really you're like experienced in this field. So do you feel like yoga and meditation can help everyone who's dealing with trauma?
Absolutely. I think yoga and meditation sometimes is the key that brings up your trauma. For my instance, it was. And I think it can support you so much if you are experiencing trauma. However, it can also be really overwhelming because it's forcing you to look at your trauma like right in the face. It's forcing you to be aware of it and to really acknowledge it. And so if you're not in a place that you're ready to open it up and look at your trauma and actually see what happened and acknowledge it and express it and share it, like it can be very triggering for people to be in yoga or be in meditation. And so I don't blame anyone who doesn't want to sit in yoga or meditation, who doesn't want to do those practices, because it can be very overwhelming and triggering. And especially if you have trauma, especially if you have a dysregulated nervous system, it's going to cause you to have to work that much harder at trying to regulate your nervous system and understand your triggers and understand how that shows up within the body, and then really work on trying to regulate yourself and bring yourself back down to a state of peace, a state of ease, and a state of equilibrium, right? But I do believe, yes, it can support people tremendously.
Your answers, like when I hear your voice, it sounds like I'm listening to Headspace Anchor's voice. It's just so calming. And like I'm feeling like I'm just meditating while listening to your voice. Like some people have kind of voice. It is so nice and calm to just listen in the night.
Oh my gosh, I love that. I'm so happy that my voice is calming. That's awesome.
Yes. So you have this thing in your bio, which I don't have much knowledge about. It's compassion movement. So what is it?
Yeah, my bio. So helping support others feel like, essentially, let me pull up my bio here. It says helping you find balance and feel alive through mindfulness, compassion, and movement. So using mindfulness is really the essence of being aware, right? Paying attention to the present moment on purpose and without judgment. And so that's where the compassion comes in, because we can start to become aware of our internal dialogue. We can start to become aware of our nervous system and maybe our triggers and maybe some of the shadow sides of what goes on within the human experience. And we can become so judgmental. So mindfulness is really that practice of being aware of the present moment without judgment and really inviting in this sense of compassion. And I think that that is a huge part of my mission and what I want to support people with, because we're often our own worst enemies and our own worst critics. And
yes,
I myself have struggled a lot with my own ego and my own inner critic and having that negative self-talk and really having to learn how to separate myself from the negative self-talk and learn to hear my intuition and learn to witness this inner critic and witness the ego and sort of take that seat of the observer. So the compassion comes in because, yeah, we can really struggle with that negative self-talk and being really harsh on ourselves. And we don't even realize, like, some of our behaviors and actions are really rooted in fear and not love. So that's where the compassion comes in. And then the movement, of course, is to support the body and the energetic body in releasing all of the emotions and the stored trauma and regulating the nervous system. So those are like the three key components of my mission and of my values in supporting others. So
Well, like when you said, like, we are our own worst critic, I was like looking for this because I also feel like our individual self critic instead of any of our enemies. Like, we always always make ourselves look low.
Yeah, absolutely. We can be so harsh on ourselves, and we say things to ourselves that even our friends wouldn't say to us. And so I love the example of looking at a situation that you're going through, if you're struggling in any way or there's some situation that you're going through, and to take a step back and really ask yourself, like, if my friend or my loved one was going through this situation, how would I respond to them? What are some of the things that I would say to them? Would I tell them that they're not good enough or that they're like, that they deserve this, right? Like, no, you wouldn't speak to your friend or your loved one in that way. And so why do we speak to ourselves in that way, right?
Yeah. Like, this is not in my question, but I would like to ask that, do you believe in destiny?
That's a big question. I definitely believe, I believe in a higher power. I believe that there's some sort of fated destiny, you know, maybe not someone or something, but like there is definitely this fated coincidence that happens, right? I think we all sort of have a path. And someone once told me, like, there's no such thing as coincidences, and it's all part of the plan. It's all part of the path as it unfolds, and it's all part of your story. So, yeah, I would say I believe in destiny. I believe in fate and believing in something greater out there, you know?
Yes, like this came into my mind because you're so much into spirituality and things. So I thought like asking you, because I also do believe, but like some people say that if you change your actions, maybe your destiny can change. But some people say that destiny is already decided. So even if you work hard for a particular thing, if it's not written in your future, you will never get it.
Yeah, I think life has a funny way of working out for us in our highest good, but we have to be open to receiving it and hearing it. If we stay within the confinements of our own mind, and if we stay within our conditioning and just go on with life and never really question anything, then maybe we'll never get to that point of achieving our destiny or achieving that thing that we were meant to in life. But I think if you start to question things a little bit differently and you start to be open to the possibility of it, then yeah, things will start to fall into place, right? Coincidences start to happen. So
yes, absolutely. So before moving to my last three questions, I would also like to ask that you have made a particular episode which is living without alcohol. So like, have you lived without alcohol for your entire life or for a few moments and you realize that it's the best option to live without alcohol in our present life?
Yes. So I actually just spoke about living without alcohol recently, and I was a drinker. Yes, I was someone who drank, and I started in high school and I continued for I don't know how many years, but I just recently stopped drinking. So excuse me, sorry. I recently just stopped drinking in January of 2021 because I realized that the alcohol was holding me back from really being in alignment with my ideal self and really living the life that I actually wanted to live. I have a dream and I have an idea of the life and the lifestyle that I want to live, and drinking was really holding me back from that way of being. And so I stopped drinking in January of 2021 and decided to really question my relationship with alcohol, and I stopped smoking marijuana in October of last year. So it's almost been a full year of not smoking marijuana because I was really starting to indulge too much in alcohol and marijuana, and I was really using it as like that social sort of that social inhibitor, and like using it as a way to connect with people and using it as a way to also just avoid my emotions, because I was going through a lot. I was going through a lot of heartbreak and change at the time. And so I really started to just like get into that party scene. And then I realized this year that it was no longer serving me. It was not helping me get to the places that I wanted to be in life. So I made that choice to stop drinking and to stop smoking and to step away from all substances and live a life that is truly fulfilling and abundant without any substances and being sober. So
yes, like doing these things is sometimes very hard for some individuals, and I guess like you will never go back again to this space, right?
Yeah, I made the choice this summer to really commit to this sober lifestyle, and I don't think I'll ever go back to alcohol or marijuana. I've really learned how to navigate life and how to be without it over this last 6, 7, 8 months. I don't know how long it's been, but I don't see myself ever going back to it. Like, I had someone ask me the other week if I would go back to it, like on my wedding day, if I would enjoy a glass of champagne, and I said no. You know, I'm really happy being sober and living a sober life that I can't see myself ever returning to using them.
Mm-hmm. Wow, like I got to learn so much from you but just by talking minutes straight. So we will end this in asking 3 to 4 questions. So you need to be totally honest, mm-hmm. and whatever you have learned, I will ask these questions to you.
Okay.
First one is, what is the best piece of advice from your side that you will give to anyone who is younger than you or to any person?
The best piece of advice would be to do things for yourself and to really listen to what your heart desires and what your intuition is speaking to you about, and to know that you don't have to please others. You don't have to pretend or like put on a mask, and life gets to be so much better when you begin to honor your authenticity and you begin to honor what you truly desire, and you're not just doing it to make others happy. That's the advice I would give.
That's true. Like, I guess people need time to implement it, but that's just one of the realest advice I could ever hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Time to implement it for sure.
Next one is, which person you admire the most in your present life?
In my current, that I actually know personally?
Anyone. Like anyone.
Ooh. Oh my gosh.
I would like to know personally who inspire you the most, and then we could move to that other one.
In my personal life right now, I actually just recently met this woman named Nicole. So she's a new connection that I've had, and she is inspiring me so much lately. She is really on a mission to raise the conscious collective energy within the world, and she is. Yeah, she inspires me greatly. She's doing amazing things. And yeah, she's in my personal life, she's someone who's really inspiring me and who I'm really grateful to have crossed paths with and met. So,
wow. And in any other person who is not connected to you that personally?
You know, probably there's someone on Instagram. Her name is the holistic psychologist. Her name is Dr. Nicole LaPera. She is like a huge inspiration and motivation for me because she is really on this. Oh my God. Well, she just came out with a book all about like how to do the work and how to really begin to take your life into your own hands and witness the ego and do the shadow work and all that stuff. So she's like a big motivation and she's like famous. So
next two are, what makes you feel alive?
Love makes me feel alive. Love in all shapes and forms. Yeah, that's what really like all things that come along with love, the hard stuff, the good stuff, the connection, the laughing, the fulfillment, everything with love just makes me feel alive.
Mm-hmm. Unique answer. Love. Anyone would say this. Something else mm-hmm. I just thought you would answer. So the end one is, what is your purpose of life?
My purpose is, I think, to inspire others, to really like show others what's possible and show others that there is a different way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of what comes up for me right now.
Yes, I guess your podcast is a great help by doing it. love listening to it and get inspired by it.
Yeah. Oh, amazing.
Yes. Yeah, so first of all, like, do you have any last words? And also, can you say where people can follow?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if I have any last words. I guess just take my piece of advice. Those are my last words, is to really, yeah, just be kind and compassionate with yourself. And thank you so much for having me on the podcast. I appreciate it so much. This has been lovely. And people can find me on Instagram at balancingmeg. And from there, everything else is linked in my bio, and you can find my podcast there. And yeah, I would love to connect with people. If you're looking for more of this kind of yoga, meditation, shadow work, spirituality, if you're looking for more of this, then yeah, connect with me, because I would love to say hi and meet you.
Yes, I would also will be linking all of Meg's resources down below, because when I started watching her videos and everything, I feel her really genuine and connected. So you can also find her.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much, Meg, for being in here. I love recording with you. You're such a nice person. I hope that I could wish to meet you.
Oh my gosh, yes, I would love that. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure, and it's been so nice to talk with you and just chat. This has been awesome. So thank you.
Yes, thanks. And so also, I was we need to record this before 3 or 2, because she needs to go. So I was we need to record as fast as possible.
Yes, I know. I'm pretty busy these days. I have a tight schedule, so I've got a lot of things I got to do in this lifetime, but I'm glad we had the opportunity to record.
Yes, and I'll keep following you. It's so cool because I got to know you because of Brendan, I guess. You know him, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we grew up in the same town together, so.
Yes, because of him, I guess, about your account, and then I had him, and then I had you, so it was really cool.
That's amazing. Yeah, and we're both from the same small town. I love that.